This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says, a lot of recent jazz reflects the COVID era, a proliferation of solo albums, musicians improvising together over the internet, and big bands recording one musician at a time. Kevin says New York trombonist Jacob Garchick's latest album is the kind of oddball project someone stuck at home with time on their hands would dream up.
On Jacob Garchick's album Assembly, the music often takes an unexpected turn, as when a trombone romp gets interrupted by frantic chipmunk music. In 2021, the trombonist and four colleagues recorded a socially distant studio jam session, with each player isolated in the room and in the mix. Then Garchick took those clean tracks and manipulated them, messing with the sound quality, making bold edits, stripping instruments out of a passage, or dropping someone's part or gesture into a new context. For the track Bricolage, Garchick cut up and looped a Thomas Morgan bass line into little repeating vamps. Three months after their jam session, Jacob Garchick brought the players back to the studio to overdub material he'd written in the meantime, orchestrating the music after the fact, sometimes with a light touch. Wait for it. At the overdub session, Garchick capitalized on the wide range of textures and sonorities that Sam Newsom gets on soprano saxophone. For Fantasia, Newsom fit his mouthpiece into a plastic hose to blow throbbing low notes like an Australian didgeridoo or a failing air conditioner. Weiss on drums. For me, that's too bizarre not to like. Producers often strive to make overdubs inconspicuous. Jacob Garchick's disruptions and titles like Pastiche, Collage, Bricolage, and album title Assembly all call attention to the fabrication process. For the track Idée Fixe, Garchick took a skipping record lick that pianist Jacob Sachs improvised and built a loopy piece around it. Some edits are seamless and some you can't miss. Manipulations and interruptions aside, there's a lot of good straight-ahead jazz blowing on the album Assembly, and some sublime moments. On Collage, a layer of horns periodically descends on the improvising, an atmospheric haze recalling jazz arranger Gil Evans. music reflects its time some kind of way. Jacob Garchik's Assembly is quintessential COVID-era jazz, starting with a socially distanced session and then proceeding to his mad scientist scheming in isolation. It's music for an era when we don't know where or when the next disruption will arrive, and we value any calm interludes in between.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of the book Play the Way You Feel, The Essential Guide to Jazz Stories on Film. He reviewed Assembly by trombonist Jacob Garchik. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, Raphael Augustine, who wrote for the comedy-drama TV series Jane the Virgin, will tell us about growing up as the son of undocumented immigrants. His parents were doctors in Ecuador, but after coming to the U.S., they worked at a car wash and Kmart to get by, while Raphael learned English, made friends, and became his parents' translator. He's written a new memoir called Illegally Yours. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, Susan Yakundi, and Joel Wolfram. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.